We continue. It is Radio Row Super Bowl 57 getting you set inside the Phoenix Convention Center for the big game. And now joining us is football royalty, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. And he always brings some tequila.
Yes,
here
sir.
He is,
yes,
Emmett
sir.
Smith. Emmett, how you been?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Doing good. Now, I'm just wondering, is this mine to keep? Because last year, we took a shot or two, and then it was like open bottle. People were like, oh, COVID, he got to take the bottle with him. And you took it. I never got some tequila back.
Well, you get to keep this one.
Okay,
you get
that
to keep
works.
This one this year. What's up, Little Larry? What's up, guys? Everything's a little different nowadays. So, but, yeah, no, you get to keep this one. It's still the finest tequila. Been working with the head of the door for over 12 years now. And I'm bringing nothing but the best, bro. Nothing but the best.
And nothing bad with some tequila on a Super Bowl Sunday.
You drink that thing responsibly. Don't be doing nothing stupid with it. I mean, you just take your time. It's plenty to share with your friends. So you got a free bottle of tequila, and just sip on it.
Well, thank you so much. I'll tell you this. Cowboys fans, they keep on needing some more tequila
after what's been happening
recently.
They can use some right about now. Our Cowboys have, once again, let us down. But they're bounced back. It's amazing. When I think about my Cowboys, because we win games, enough games in the regular season.
Yeah.
But then we get to the playoff, it's as if we never played the game of football before in our lives. I don't know if we're being built or progressing throughout the course of the season like we should and be getting better and peaking at the right time of the year. And so we need to go back and retool and see what we're doing and eliminate the process of trying to run so many plays offensively and build up on a core group of plays that not only eight guys can run and run very effectively. I just think we need to just go through the process and figure out what we're doing, how effective we are with a number of plays that could be rotated and disguised amongst six different players so we can be effective. And these six guys know exactly the fundamentals of what they're trying to get accomplished.
You know what it is for me? And they're an unbelievable regular season team, you're right. The last 2 years, they've been really solid. But then on offense in the big spots, the last 2 years, quarterback has the ball late, and they just can't get the job done.
Yeah, sometimes when you had the ball late, you have to press and you have to force plays. But when you're doing it in an effective way is one thing. Doing it in a press and stressful and no alternative way, that's totally different. I think you can press and be effective. Mahomes is pressing and being effective. Tom Brady pressing during the 2-minute drill is effective. Peyton Manning in the 2-minute drill is effective. We have to develop that ability to be effective. And Aaron Rodgers in a 2-minute drill is effective. And I'm going to tell you why they're effective. They're so effective, nobody wants to see the ball in their hands that late in the game. Because everybody in the world know in their minds that these guys, they're going to come back. Now, can you say that about our Cowboys? No.
Well, can you say that about Dak? It's like the thing about Dak is he's getting paid like he's a franchise quarterback and a guy that can win a Super Bowl, but he keeps on coming up short.
Yeah, he keeps on coming up short. And people want to talk about pay. Well, everybody's getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's getting paid, but everybody's not as effective as they should be according to their payday. I mean, Josh Allen, for example, as great of a quarterback as he is and will become, he hasn't yet to get over that hurdle. Yes, Dak Prescott is that guy, perceived to be a top five, top 10 quarterback. The question becomes, what is his development? How is he developing into that guy that owns the offense? Or is he still learning the offense? At this time of the game, he shouldn't be learning the offense. He should know the offense. And if he doesn't know the offense that effectively, that's coaching.
Emmett Smith, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, here with us. So are you saying Mike McCarthy should have been brought back then? I know they made the change with Kellen Moore.
I never said that.
I'm just asking because you keep on talking about the coaching.
Well, it's coaching. Coaching has to figure out what is right for this team and make those decisions to help his players become the very best version of themselves. If you got players out there on the football field, I don't care what kind of athletes they are, if they have to think so much, and go through all these check cues and everything else, then you're not taking advantage of their natural God-given ability to be aggressive, to be fluid, and to make plays. You're slowing them down. You can have the fastest team on paper, but if I got the fastest team thinking a lot, they're just as slow as my team. And if they're as slow as my team, we're playing on even ground. So who's winning? I am. But if your team can play fast, think quickly, and make plays, and utilize their ability to do such, then your team is going to dominate my team because my team is already coming in weaker anyway.
I know that when I ask this question, who do you like on Sunday, I know you don't like the Eagles,
right?
But in terms of winning the game, who do you like?
I like the Eagles to win
Wow.
the game. Yeah, I do.
It's going to drive a lot of Cowboys fans crazy.
Well, you didn't ask that. I mean, you asked the game. I mean, yeah. I'm just trying to be straight up and real, and here's why I like the Eagles. One, I think Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. I think he has proven that he has the ability to not only be a great leader and going past the leadership side of it, but passer as well. He throws the ball very nicely, very accurately, and he utilizes his legs just as good as anyone else. And Philadelphia, when you look at the overall team, they have played the most consistent football the whole entire season than anyone else.
And they still get disrespected a little bit.
They get disrespected because they're Philly. And they, not the players, but people talk about Philly's fans.
But you know why I think they get disrespected? I would say it's because before the start of the year, it wasn't crazy to say that they could win the NFC East. But no one thought they would be in the Super Bowl conversation before the year started. And I think people get stubborn with their beliefs before the season. And all throughout the year, they try to say, oh, here they go. They start to fall when they didn't have Jalen Hurts for two games. Or they lose a game to the Commanders. That's, to me, why I think they get disrespected.
That's the headlines. Those are the headliners, headline grabbers. Reality is, this team, you can call it disrespect because they have been disrespected. Because they haven't been given the credit that they deserve. But this team, as a player, when I sit here and I watch, I see they're solid on defense, very solid on offense. They got two running backs that can tote the rock and make plays at any point in time. They got a great wide receiver core. And the special teams is pretty solid too. And when you take that and you take consistency of play throughout the course of the year, that's hard to beat. And so it's like you have a grinding machine just grinding because it's moving so smoothly and efficiently. And the thing that's trying to hold it up just can't hold up because it's grinding it down. That's what Philly is going to bring to you. They're going to wear you down with the consistency and the execution that they're going to bring onto the football field.
He's the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Emmitt Smith. Emmitt, thank you once again for the wonderful tequila.
You're very welcome, brother. Enjoy it and drink responsibly.
You got it. There's Emmitt Smith. Take a time out. Come on back on Radio Row.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.